Good morning. We're continuing Chei Adam, Klal Nun Vav, and we're learning Simen Gimel. Im Atopo Hu Pas. So now he deals with a specific issue when it comes to bread being a tofel. The question is one Mechiv in the Tils Yadayim when he's eating the bread as a tofel as opposed to bread being the Iker? Nearly. So the Chei Adam says that it would seem to me the Merchel Pochos Mikabeyo Ein Tzorach in Tils Yadayim. A person eats less than a kebeya of bread, he does not need tilas yadayim. So if it's the amount of bread is the size of a kebeya, so you should wash your hands without a bracha. So just to understand this halacha, there is a machloikis in halacha. What is the amount of bread that a person has to eat to be chayiv in the tilas yadayim with a bracha? To be chayiv with the tils yadayim and a bracha means that, according to all opinions, a person is chayiv to wash, and therefore you're able to say bracha on the washing as well. So once the amount of food is a kebeya, the amount of bread is a kebeya, so then the person is mechayiv to wash with a bracha. If the person is eating less than a kebeya, so the question is, should he wash without a bracha? Should he not wash at all? Should he wash with a bracha? So according to the Gra, anything which is a kazayas already, which is half a kebeya, person is a chiyuv to wash, and he makes a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah, this pasuk is not like that. That anything less than a kebeya, a person washes without a bracha. Comes the Chei Adam and says, because since it is a machlokes whether there's a chiyuv natila less than a kebeya. So over here, when you've added another element that the bread is being eaten not as an ikur but as a tofel. So a person is not mechayiv to wash. If he eats a kebeya, which according to all opinions is chayiv in the tila, so therefore over here, the person would wash. However, he would not make a bracha, because there's an argument that the chayiv in the tila was only put in place when a person's eating it as with the mila of bread. Over here, the person's eating it as a tofel to something else. It doesn't have the chashivas of bread. So maybe there's no chayiv in the tila at all. So therefore, even if a person is eating a kebeya, a person would wash without a bracha. A person eating less than a kebeya, a person would not wash at all. The Mishnah Berurah, however, when he discusses this halacha, Simen Kuf Nun Ches, he brings that a person should wash, even less than a kebeya, a person should wash, but without a bracha. He brings from the Shlach. The Shlach says that this halacha, that of Iker and Tafel, does not take off the Chiyuv Natila. Chiyuv Natila is independent of the dinim of Iker and Tafel. And therefore, even though based on the rules of Iker and Tafel, we deal with this bread like it's not bread, and it's included in the bracha on the drink, so it's just a shahakol, but Chiyuv Natila would still exist. So therefore, Mishnah Berurah says a person should wash, even in less than a kebeya, a person should wash, but obviously he would not make a bracha because there's opinions like the Chei Adam and others that the person is not chayiv to wash. So if he's not chayiv to wash, obviously you don't make a bracha. Okay. And I just want to point out that a person should be careful in general. A person's washing for a meal and he's making the bracha of Alantil Sedayim. So according to Mishnah Berurah's Hakro, you do not make that bracha unless you're eating a kebeya. If you're eating less than a kebeya, a person will not make that bracha. So a person eating a small amount of bread, and he washes, he should not say a bracha. The size of a kebeya we mentioned before, a person takes a slice of rye bread from the middle of the loaf of a 2-pound rye. That's something you get in the New York bakeries. That size of a loaf, take a slice out of the middle. That one slice is the equivalent of a kebeya. And that's even though there's if there are large air, there'd be a large air bubble, so that would not be true. But even though there's small air bubbles, so we don't count them. But the actual volume of the actual bread itself is enough to be considered a kebeya. So that's the size of a kebeya. So a person eating a slice of bread that large, a person should wash for the bracha. A person just eating one small amount of a small roll, which would be less volume than that, a person should wash without a bracha. Suda Shabbos. A person should be careful to eat the shear of a kebeya, because the chiyuv surah in general is understood to be a kebeya, or at least it actually could be a va'oid, just a mashu more than a kebeya. So in Hilchos Shabbos, the Taz says the person should eat a kebeya pre-suda Shabbos. So a person is on a diet or has a limitation by his doctors to limit the amount of carbohydrates that he's consuming, or starches, etc. So whatever the issue might be, so a person should still try and eat a kebeya to be able, if possible, to be able to say a bracha on the tzitzit daim. Person is eating less than a kebeya, a person should wash his hands without a bracha. Mishabura actually took it a step further. He says if he's eating less than a kezayis, could be not mechuyev to wash at all, even without a bracha. And he originally said that that's so, and then he says he's medayik in the tour in Hilchos Pesach by the Seder, talks about washing for the karpas, even though it's less than a kezayis. So you see that even though it's less than a kezayis, a person should wash, albeit without a bracha. Have a good day.